listening to WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Yes, good morning, saints of God. This is Tom, and the Lord does reign, and we will sing and shout. I hope you're shouting. I tell you what, this is the day, as the words of the scriptures tell us, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We want to remember the people in Texas, the people that got swept away in the waters. Please continue to keep those people in your prayers. I heard that two twin girls were swept away, and they weren't recovered. Also, I heard that two sisters were holding on to each other. And this is sad, Danny, that two sisters were holding on to each other and they were swept away. They both passed away. And when they found them, they were both still holding on to each other. So please keep Texas in your prayers. We should have a prayer life. I've been encouraging you to develop a prayer time and read the Word. It's so important because my message today, listening, but also being a doer. And that's important. I want you all to continue to keep our country in prayer because we need it. I heard one politician, and I'm not going to get into politics, say they hate another side, and I heard the other side hates the other side. And let me tell you something. We have got to get along. We've got to get along. You know, our country's hurting. Texas is hurting. People are hurting all around us. And this is not a time to hate this one or, you know, dislike this person or hate them, because I believe, you know, we're called to love one another. The scriptures tell us we are called to love one another, and not because, you know, they might be a certain color, you dislike them, or because they're political reasons that you dislike them. No, you're to love them, you know. And in John 13, 34 and 35, Jesus introduces the new commandment to love one another as he has loved us, emphasizing that love will be a distinguishing mark of his followers. We are commanded to love one another. Doesn't matter what party you belong to. Doesn't matter what color you are. We are to love one another. And so that's why, you know, I come here every Thursday to encourage you to open the Word and study to show yourself approved. As the Word, the scriptures tell us, a workman that need not be ashamed, me included. You know, I'm dusting off my Bible, believe it or not, getting into my prayer routine. Some of you go to the gym and work out. I believe I've shared this with you. And as you work out, you need to spend time with God too as well. You know, spend about 10, 15 minutes each day in prayer when you wake up and ask the Lord, you know, Lord, help me. I have to do it. I tell you what, I'm finding it very difficult to live in this crazy upside-down world. You know, my mind needs to be stayed on Him, not my circumstances. My wife will tell you that. I can get so off balance. Lord, help me. You know, you look at this, you look at this, someone runs you off the road, someone looks, you know, says something to you. Let's stay focused and love one another, as Jesus said. We are to love one another. Doesn't matter what denomination. This one party doesn't like this one and hates this one. And I'm going to tell you what, when you start hating, and I was disappointed when I heard this person say this, when you start hating, I believe that opens the door. Now, you can disagree with me, and I'm not a theologian by no means, but hate opens the door to murder. I believe it. And we're such a country that people are angry. They're angry all the time. They're angry at this. They're mad about this. They're angry. Let's stay focused and fall deeper in love with Jesus, you know, and you don't have a right to be angry. Then pray about it. Pray about the things. You know, I believe one of the former presidents said it's not what our country can do for you. It's what you can do for our country. And you know, what can you do? I remember before my mom passed away, she said, stop expecting blessings. Be a blessing. And I'm encouraging you to, you know, stop expecting blessings and people to fall all over you, which is nice. I'm not against it. Don't get me wrong. Let's start seeing how we can be more of a blessing to one another, to our community, to our state, to our nation, to one another, and to the world. That's what we're called to be, not backbiters and critical and have a critical spirit. Yes, do I like things that are going on? No. But what you can do is you can develop some quiet time. The Word of God, the scriptures tell us, pray without ceasing. And are you praying? And I'm encouraging you, as you go to the gym and work out and strengthen your body, I want you to develop a good quiet time with Jesus. I really do. Because, how you know, He directs our steps. The steps, as the scriptures tell us, are ordered by Him, not us. So I pray each morning when you wake up that you just bow your head and say, Lord, I pray that you would guide my steps today, that I wouldn't get off focus and all upset about stuff and get wrapped up in all the political stuff and,
you know, just pray for our president, pray for our country, pray for one another, pray for the Democrats, pray for the Republicans. Don't hate them. You know, don't get wrapped up in all that stuff. Then you get all focused and become critical. You become bitter. Instead of being a blessing, you're all caught up in being just critical. And, you know, we're not called to be like that. The new commandment Jesus told us is to love one another. You may not like what that person's doing. You may not like the law they passed, but you're called to pray for those that are appointed over you, whether you like it or not, you know. And so my message today, and please, please keep Texas in prayer. A lot of people lost their lives. A lot of homes are destroyed. And a lot of people have everything taken away from them. And so, you know, keep them in prayer. The families that that have loved ones that have passed away, family members that have passed away, that's got to be devastating. So please remember them. Also, keep Israel in your prayers, that no weapon formed against Israel shall prosper. Please keep Israel in your prayers each day. Keep our country in your prayers each day. And I tell you what, the word reminds us, the scriptures tell us, perfect peace is his whose mind is stayed on thee. I tell you what, I sure have issues. Let me tell you what, boy, the things attack me lately that, and I get off focus. You know, I just get off focus. And my wife has to remind me, stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. It's hard, our flesh. We deal with this flesh. And if you don't decrease, as St. Paul said, we must decrease that Jesus can increase. I'm not trying to be here to teach us to become a religious fanatic. And, you know, I'm not into that. You know, I'm into having you read the word, having you pray, having you read the word to become more like Jesus and to do what Jesus is telling you to do. And to be that blessing and that light into the dark places that he's calling us to go to and be. And that's what's important. You know, it's not stuff, material, all this other stuff. You know, Proverbs, I believe, says better where there is little where love is than plenty where hate abounds. So let me break that down. Better where there is little and you're content and happy. When I went to Haiti, they had nothing. They don't have a Publix. They don't even have a filling station. They didn't even have a convenience store. They had nothing, nothing over there. But yet they were some of the happiest people I've ever met in my entire life. Come back to America and we have everything and all these big homes. And I'm not against things. Now, don't get me wrong. But we seem to be unhappy. The more stuff we're getting, the more unhappy we're becoming. And that's because our eyes aren't on him. Perfect peace, the word says, whose mind is stayed on Jesus. Not anything else. You know, you don't keep up with your neighbor or the Joneses. You don't need to keep up with me, but, you know, just stay focused. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Don't follow the stuff. Just follow Jesus. Stay focused. Fall in love with him. Be the blessing he's called you to be. And I tell you what, you'll never be the same. Look, I admit, my life is a flaming mess, and I'm being honest with you. If you look at my life, you'll see a spiritual sign in front of me, under construction by God daily. He's dealing with me, as he should be dealing with all of us, that we decrease, our flesh decreases. And I'm guilty. I'm guilty. Here I'm on the radio, and I try to practice what I preach, but I'm human. And in my humanness, I make mistakes, but I'm learning from them. And the only one that can help us, I tell you what, you know, I was sharing with a friend of mine that's passing away. He was my best man at my wedding 40 years ago, and he's dying. And slowly, he was in Afghanistan and was around a lot of chemicals, and he has ALS now, and he can't walk anymore. He can't even feed himself. And I said, Lee, do you think I need counseling? You know what his words to me were? He said, you need to nail this stuff to the cross and leave it there. You know, what are you dealing with right now that you need to just say, Lord, your word says, the scriptures tell us the battle's not ours, it belongs to you. Let's all surrender today. Say, Lord, you know, this crazy upside down world that we're living in, don't let me get caught up in it. Some of you are spending more time on TV and the internet and X and Facebook and all this other stuff and hearing everybody else, but are you hearing what Jesus is telling you to do? I'm being honest with you. I want to hear what Jesus is telling me to do, and I want to do it. You know, regardless if it makes sense or not, if Jesus tells you to do something, then you know what? Just do it. So anyway, my message this morning is about listening and doing. And it's found in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Let me read that one again. That's for me. Dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For a man's anger does not bring about the righteousness life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. The word planted in you, which can save you. Jesus can save you. If you give your heart and life to Christ, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but what? All have everlasting life." Verse 22, don't know if I need new glasses. Are my prints getting smaller? Verse 22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says." You can read the word. You know, you can read it and read it and read it, but you need to ask the Lord to help you, when you read it, get it from the mind, the head, to the heart. That's what will have you become a doer. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Well, I tell you what, there's many times I look at myself and I don't want to look at myself. I'm no Tom Cruise, but that's not what it's talking about here. Let's read that again. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God, our Father, accepts a pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Now, that's a lot. And my mom told me at her death, to be a blessing. I don't want to go back in the past. I'm just sharing my heart with you all this morning. But she also, going through cancer treatments, and they failed. She told me to help widows and orphans. And I said, well, okay, I don't understand what you're saying. My mom, I believe, was 36 when she passed away in front of my sister and I. And I didn't understand it. And I said, well, I don't know what a widow is, and I don't know what an orphan is. My mom said, look it up. And so after her death, I took it pretty serious because I became an orphan. My dad left, and it was just my sisters and I, and we struggled, and we made the best of it. But I thank God for taking care of us, and he'll take care of you. But don't become polluted by the world and get caught up in the world system, and it's easy to do. You know, we read, I don't even know what this site is, X, that what's-his-name owns. I we go to Facebook and we go to this one and hear everybody's opinion and arguing and fighting. Yeah, you got to put that, I'm here to tell you, put all that stuff aside. It's causing you to become more upset, more angry. You know, stay focused on Jesus. Read the word, which I'm trying to do myself because I get upset. But I want you to become not just to hear the word. I want you to become a doer. I want you to become a doer, whatever Jesus tells you to do. And one of them is love one another. So by not reading the word, can get you in trouble. Can get you in trouble. You know, it's draw near to, the scriptures tell us, draw near to him, and he said he'll draw near to you. Also, the word tells us a lot of things to help people. Don't just look at a situation. Mother Teresa quoted one time that poverty is when you see the needs of others, but you turn your head and you go live as you wish. You know, hearing the heartbeat of the Father, which beats people, people, people. Jesus went to that cross for people, for you and I, that you, as the scripture tells us, might have life and life more abundantly. Are you living that abundant life? I'm trying to, but I let everything get in my way. And you know what? I'm guilty. Lord, help me stay focused. So by reading the word and becoming a doer. So when you read the word, ask the Lord and the Holy Spirit, okay, what does this mean for me? What does this mean for me? What, Lord, are you calling me to do? Because I believe we're all called. I do. It's just not the pastors and teachers and evangelists. You're called just as well. You might not be called to the pulpit or called to the mission field, or you may be called to help your neighbor. You may be called to be a blessing to your community. You may be called into politics. You just ask Jesus what you're to do. Let those gifts in you that he's given you, because the word tells us that the gift in you that he's given you will make a way. You won't make a way. That the gift in you will make a way. You know, those doors are open. You don't have to force them open. The word tells us, yea, I'm setting before thee an open door, which no man can close. How many people have come up and said, you can't do it. You can't make it. You'll never amount to anything. You know, just have to forget that and forgive him and move on. You know, you can do all things. As the scriptures tell us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So just don't merely just hear the word, as we talked about this morning. Do not merely listen to the word and deceive yourself. Do what it says. Do what it says. So as you exercise at that gym, you know, trying to build your upper body and get on the treadmill, you know, you're building your body up. Well, what about your spiritual life? You know, we need to work out in the Bible. We need to work out in having our prayer time, you know, and hear what Jesus would have you to do and to be a blessing and not get caught up like the world and have a critical spirit. And, you know, there's some Christians that have issues with, you know, gossip and backbiting and critical spirit. And I'm not picking on them. None of us are perfect by no means. But allow the Lord to help you with that and see what he can do. So, well, it's 8:21. And, boy, sure, time goes by fast. But I hope I'm sharing my heart, that you hear my heart and know that I'm not perfect. You know, I'm striving every day to become more like him. But in these days that we live in, they are, I tell you what, it's challenging to live in this world today. People cut you off on the road, cut in front of you, back up and want to hit you. Had a lady fly in front of my truck, and it's like, okay, you know, it's the world's crazy. It's crazy. And why is it crazy? Because they have thrown God out. They've thrown Jesus out. They don't need Jesus. They're self-sufficient. No, they're not. You know, they think they are. But without God, we're nothing. We are nothing. You know, we know who we come from. You know, we know who the one that created us is. God. And you know, you can do things by yourself and walk on this journey and think you have it all, know it all, and yet you don't even know him. You don't even know him. And I'm not trying to be critical here by no means. You know, take the mask off and be real, be transparent, and be who Jesus wants you to be. And I tell you what, you'll live this abundant life. You'll be that blessing he's called you to be, and you'll start to walk in the gifts that he's given you and your talent. And I pray that you would flourish in the gifts that he's given you, and that know that you won't get a big head. You know, look at me and look what I'm doing. Look how big my church is. I've written a book and, you know, I've got the world by the tail. No. Remember, he gets all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Not you. Not you. He does. And thank him for the gifts he's given you, but don't brag about it. Don't brag about it. Because pride comes before a fall, I believe. So let's not get caught up and prideful and think we're better than someone else because we might have a, you know, better home, better car, or a little bit more money. Get rid of that. Get rid of that stinking thinking. You know, we're called to be a blessing. And I want to encourage you to fall deeper in love with Jesus, to read the word, to develop a quiet time. I know I'm going on and on and on, but don't just read the word. Apply it to you know, your mind will get it in your mind, but also say, Lord, get that word of yours and help me place it in my heart. And I tell you what, it'll make a big difference in your life. You know, if you're suffering with anxiety, stress, just ask the Lord, read the word, and it'll calm you down. It will calm you down. And that's what I need in my life. More of him and less of Tom. And anyway, well, I've got a few more minutes. Hope you've enjoyed the program today. Danny was sharing with me and a few things this morning, and he was so right on. The issues and the problems that face each day, you know, can distract us, discourage us. Even myself this week is just, you know, I can look at the physical side and it's disastrous. I look at the spiritual side. Why do we go through these trials? Why do we go through them? You know, I think it's to become a better person. And it makes us become dependent on Jesus, how to get us out of this mess. You know, if we're not dependent on Jesus, who are we dependent on? You know, the stock market? Are we dependent on our job? Are we dependent on Social Security? Our dependency has to be on Jesus, nothing else. Because if not, you'll get discouraged. You know, again, the scripture reminds us, perfect peace is his, whose mind is stayed on him. And I'm learning to deal with that issue, to keep my mind not on people and what people say and think. That's important. You know, sometimes people will speak into our life, and that's important, and we do need to listen. But there are times we need to be quiet and be still. As the scriptures tell us, be still and know that I'm God. You know, be still. You know, shut the world out sometimes. Have some quiet time. Open the Word of God. Get near to him. As his Word said, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. And that's what I'm trying to do. Trying to figure out how to live in this crazy upside-down world. Not be critical. I'm not here to be critical to any denomination, political parties, no. But we have got to stop hating, period. You know, you might not like something, but don't cross that line to hate. Because when you cross that line to hate, again, I believe that opens the door to murder. You have murder in your heart and you shouldn't have. You should have Jesus in your heart. And what's bothering you, you just leave it at his feet. Leave it at the cross. As my best friend that's passing away told me, Tom, nail your issues to the cross. And we just need to be content and happy in this country and be a blessing to one another. And so, well, my time's just about up. Got a couple more minutes. And I want to share something on my heart before I leave. And I don't know how to say this or to talk about it. I don't like talking about this is one issue. I've talked to my wife about it. My business partner, thank you, Danny, is... You know, I'm on the radio, and I'm listener-supported. The radio doesn't pay me. And so if you're enjoying my program and you want to, it's hard for me to talk about it because I know I've been around a lot of evangelists and people that go on about money, and I don't like to talk about it. I really don't, to be honest with you. That gets into manipulation, and it's hard for me to talk about it. But there comes a point, you know, in ministry that just encourage if you're listening and you're enjoying my program and it's being a blessing to you, and if you'd like to give, this would be an opportunity for you to pray about it. You know, I'm not telling you to give, but give as the Lord leads. I had a friend one time call me in Hawaii and says, the Lord woke me up, and he said, you have a need. And I said, well, John, if the Lord woke you up and told you had a need, he'll tell you what the need is. So I do have a need. And so just pray about it. And I do have a ministry, and I'm working on changing the name. It's been very difficult changing the name, extremely difficult. I've been in touch with my attorney, and the name I want, someone else has, and I can't change it to this. Someone else has this. So I'm in the process of eventually the name will change. Not sure yet. I thought encouraging work, because I love encouraging the body of Christ. Someone else has that name. So it has been challenging for me to change it right now. But if you're enjoying my program, you'd like to give, you can, you know, as the Lord leads, my address is P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida, 32941. I'll repeat the address. You can send it to Tom Jones Ministries. Again, it's P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida, 32941. Thank you for listening to me. I pray that you would draw closer to Jesus and become more like him. Till next week, stay awake, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones. Come.